Un jour, un disque, par Jean-Luc Caturla. Replongez dans vos souvenirs. Un jour, un disque, avec Jean-Luc Caturla.
You know, you just get to a point where you know you're ready to make a new album, and I think that where you initially start with a new record is never where you end up. As the record and the writing progress, the influence became a lot more. Funk. It became a lot more. A lot of the Scottish bands. Postcard record books and stuff like that, you know, bands like Orange Juice, and even going stuff like Altered Images and Hip Sweet, which Johnny, my songwriting partner, was actually in. Some more stuff like Joseph K and everything, and then it moves on to, you know, other, like the more sort of electronic side of it, like Magazine and stuff like this. So we were kind of, that was a lot more the influence to making this record and the sound of what we were trying to create. So yeah, it was a record that kind of started in one place and then ended up in another. It's strange, when you make records and you write songs and you're making music, it's strange because all the music that you've listened to through the years and your life, and it's all like a jukebox that's inside you, and you never, there's certain things that you never reference for certain points, and then suddenly something happens and you go, yeah, let's go down this route. So I think whenever you're creating an album, you kind of find a place that you feel sits really well.
Après le succès de The Conversation en 2013, cumulant plus de 150 000 albums vendus en France, Texas est de retour. Jump on Board est le 9e album studio du groupe de rock britannique Texas, sorti le 21 avril 2017. La semaine de sa sortie, il se classe en tête des ventes en France, où il est certifié disque d'or. Jump on Board a une empreinte soft qui a déjà fait ses preuves et qui sied bien au groupe écossais. Une durée vinyle pour un disque frais et sympathique, parfait pour aborder l'été. De Charlene Spiteri ne perd rien de sa superbe, suave et caressante au possible, les cœurs arrivent souvent à propos.
So
Work It Out étant le premier single sera pour Olivia le dernier à entendre qu'à récupérer pour la dédicace. Salut Charline. Bonjour de Bidard. Au plaisir de te revoir sur scène, au bord de l'océan.
Elle aime cette radio. C'était Un jour, un disque avec Jean-Luc Caturla. Retrouvez l'ensemble des émissions sur le site www.lm7.radio.